How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Speed run of why you should get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Listen to all your favorites abroad when you're traveling. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, especially on that public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, venue, hotel. You can also get the Nord Password Manager in case you're always forgetting your password. It's available on all your devices and operating systems, whether it be TV, phone, laptop, desktop, whatever. You can even put it on your router. They also have the file encryption tool to help protect that. 24/7 tech support, so in case you don't know how to use it, they'll help teach you how to use it. It's the fastest VPN on the planet. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe the game's blacked out, you want to get pay-per-views at other prices. NordVPN.com/Fightful has all of that, and there's always a great deal going on there, but here's the best deal. 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. But you're gonna. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It's Sean Rossap. It is November 25th, 2024. I'd like to welcome all of you here. Leave a thumbs up. Drop a fruit emoji. Let us know you're here. If you're in the chat, tell us what you liked, you didn't like. You know what? I want some grades in the chat. A, B, C, D, F for segments tonight. We'll give a few of our own. We've got Denise Salcedo here for the last time. We are banishing her. Her contract came to an end. I chose to not extend it. That is exactly what happened. Nothing else happened.
I didn't get renewed.
You didn't get renewed.
I got a 30-day or a 60-day, 90-day non-compete.
I'm sorry. You're getting full Ray Phoenixed here. You got injury time.
Injury time
because you ruptured something taking those big fat shits and you missed an awful lot of time.
There's only like one thing to rupture if I was taking big fat shit, Sean. There's one thing only.
Oh my God. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling good. All of it. Good raw today, by the way. Very good.
I'm confused as to why we have a guest in our backstage. I don't know if he's trying to come on or if he's dropping me a message. Usually Jeremy does this whenever something like there's an emergency going on, but I guess what I'll
there it's he is. Jeremy. Yeah,
there it's is an emergency.
We've gotten you like in here.
Well, what, there is an emergency, Sean. It's Denise's last show, right? I'm correct with this information, right?
Yeah, that's true. Here, does this framework better? We'll kick it old school a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. We can do that one. I've watched these two do karaoke together, by the way. I've got video evidence of this.
You've never shown that, Sean, that video.
I will.
Has never seen the light of day.
Oh, Denise, we're going to release Best of Denise Salcedo on Fightful Scraps after all this. Kyler was supposed to get that done months ago. We're going to milk everything.
Months ago, I hadn't even told you that I was leaving.
Yeah, but we had enough footage of you almost burning your house down and stuff to like already like run it.
I was on that episode. Like, the fire alarm was going off. Yeah. Well, Kyler might be a little bit behind with things. He's a busy person. I'm not so busy. So I actually did put together a tribute video.
What's up,
you guys? Sean Rossap. It's November 23rd, 2020. We're joined by somebody else who's also on every platform ever. It's Denise Salcedo. Denise, how are you?
I'm mad at you.
Here I am with my thoughts of you. I'm doing great, and I'm even better now knowing that you didn't bring Sean. So we're happy. We're happy here.
Definitely not bringing him because he sucks.
All day. Isn't it his birthday today, too?
Oh, my God. I think it is.
Happy 84th birthday, Sean. You can finally get the senior discounts at IHOP.
Fuck you.
I legit, Sean, no lie, forgot it was your birthday that day, and Meechan reminded me.
I'm shocked.
Was my true reaction. I was like, oh shit, because of the time change, I was like so freaking gone. But also, can I be honest with you? I'm hella depressed because I look so good. When was that clip? That first
your head's gotten a lot bigger.
That was four years ago today.
My head grew in 4 years. I was thinking the same thing while I was watching that.
She's on those steroids. She's full bear.
You know, I don't have Tony Khan money. I couldn't get the full rights to
Jeremy. She got Victor Conti on her or on her Instinct Culture payroll. She's using the cream and the clear. Denise, guys, is gonna hit 364 next season.
Kept out of the Hall of Fame too. How sad.
I'm so depressed.
Denise Salcedo looking like she's about to get intentionally walked in the home run derby.
I look so tiny there. Now I just look huge.
Oh, my God.
4 years ago to the day. Oh, nearly. It was November 23rd.
Denise Salcedo looking like she's about to hit cleanup behind Alex Rodriguez.
I don't want no one to see me right now, okay? I'm depressed. I look so thin there.
Denise Salcedo looking like she's about to fail the first wellness policy violation since 2021.
My face got so fat. What the fuck? What the fuck? Jeremy, this is like going back and watching your old high school pictures.
Denise Salcedo looking like she's about to team with Horace Grant in NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
What was the code for the big head mode? It was like up, down, AA, and then you could turn on everybody just had the big head modes going on there.
Denise Salcedo looking like...
Oh my God, fuck me. I'm so done. I'm so done. Honestly, that was very depressing. I'm going to go get my face done, get some freaking Botox or something. Face suction.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's what you need, the big cheekbones to pop out of your skull. Oh my God. I love it. Guys, get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. Preferably the ones about how big Denise Salcedo's head is. Looking like you're spamming buttons before you enter Mortal Kombat. And you just end up with the random ass code.
Oh, Funko Pop Salcedo. God. Oh.
You know what? This whole time I thought, like, oh yeah, I must look exactly the same. And then. Then I saw this video and I don't look like that no more.
As you can see, I've got action figures of myself back there, but I just found one of you.
Who's that supposed to be?
You.
I just said you.
I just said you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. God. That's totally me. What is going on this stream?
I just made a tribute video. I was Thank here to you, contribute.
Did you say, was that you singing Leave the Memories Alone?
Yeah, I don't have Tony Khan money. I can't afford Leave the Memories you? Alone.
That was him.
Actually, you seem pretty good.
Oh, it was awful, but thank you.
No, I didn't know that was you.
Oh, I didn't want this to get demonetized. I would have felt so bad if it like got demonetized.
We're still gonna get demonetized. You use the music part of it.
No, that was a karaoke version.
I can demonetize you because you use my footage without my permission.
I was legit gonna message you up like, hey, can I use one of your interviews? For
I'm gonna file I'm gonna file a copyright complaint and bring down the whole channel, and that's gonna be my plan to take all your raw viewers.
I can think of somebody else who uses a hell of a lot more of our footage that we might copyright claim pretty soon. Jeremy's too. To be fair.
Yeah,
Jeremy isn't exempt from it either.
Oh my god!
Y'all have a good show.
We need to play the karaoke clip of me and Jeremy because you know I've never seen it either since that day that we did it.
You know what?
My wife has a video, and I guess Sean says he has a video. So there's video somewhere.
Yeah, I don't have a video. I haven't seen it at all.
Somewhere I have a video. Now listen, that one will get us copyright claim.
Yeah,
for sure. I also have a video of. me confronting Denise and legitimately asking her if the reason that she quit was because my grandma died.
Oh my God, Sean, stop it. That's such a terrible joke to make.
I mean, I did. Also, listen, guys. Jeremy, I believe you were present for this, the match of the century.
Yes.
I no sold your ass. I got right up, right back up.
That was a shoot stunner. You want to hear the funniest thing about that? I find out later the person singing was an active WWE employee.
What? Who was it?
And I'm not putting his name out there. What the hell are you talking
about?
You've
just put his face out there.
He don't. Come on. Nobody knows who that is. Let's be real. Nobody knows who that is.
He was active at that time that he was singing? Or is active right now?
Yes, as best I know, yes. Or he had just finished up, one or the other. But he was.
And we were acting like goofs?
I mean, listen, he was drunk singing My Way.
Yeah, he sang. Yeah.
I remember that you were like, come up here and stand here. And I'm like, okay. And I had no idea what I was doing or what we were planning or anything. I was just standing there. I was like, all right, I don't know what to do now, but that's a great song. It's a banger.
It is. My God.
Y'all have a good review show. Denise Salcedo, you rule. You're the best. I'm trying to get the hearts on the screen if they want to flutter. I don't know if they will. There we go. Look at that.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Jeremy.
We got super chats, humper chats. Ella J says it's okay. Denise Island will flourish. I mean, Denise is already flourishing over on her own channel.
My big ass head is keeping me afloat. That's how I haven't sung. my big ass head is keeping me afloat in this business.
Polygon Lions says pay Denise whatever she wants to stay. Listen, I hate to break this to you guys, but Denise is already the highest paid wrestling reviewer of any wrestling website. I don't know what to tell you guys. I offered Denise $4,000 an episode, and she said no.
Oh, yeah. $4,000 an episode? I would be right here being like, Sean, you're the greatest. You're the best. Oh, that would be. You ain't giving me no $4,000 an episode. I
Rob Wilkins says, better chance Denise returning or me getting to produce the WWE draft show again. Denise returning. For sure. Listen, you're doing great with our graphics, but you ain't producing our draft show again. But Denise and I will be filming another video next week that we'll release on her channel. Denise will be back for the Fightful Awards as well. But get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. Let's talk a little bit about WWE Raw, as Cody James says, Funko Pop Salcedo. We're going to talk about what happened. They filmed it before the show, and then they aired it later on. And I was a little bit surprised. We had a bit of a news bit on FightfulSelect.com on the free tier. Women's Intercontinental title revealed. A lot of the women on Raw did not know that this was coming. They had not been told anything, but they assumed it when they were not involved in the SmackDown US title tournament. I think we kind of saw this coming. How are you feeling about it? Because my concerns remain the same. You got to build underneath contenders a little bit more.
Yeah, I also wish that the announcement would have been made on the actual broadcast of the show, not like a replay of it. I mean, of course, the show was really jam-packed today because they did have a lot on this episode, but I would have liked for that to be on there because, come on. It makes it feel a lot more grander. It makes it feel a lot more special when you make the announcement live on the broadcast as is, like with what we're getting. But, I mean, dude, what can I say? The Women's Intercontinental Championship, it feels nice that we're getting it. I know a lot of people were anticipating this. I think from the second that the United States title was announced, some people wanted it even sooner. And it's nice to know that we are in a place where all of this stuff is happening for the women. And little by little, right, every single year we've gotten something, right? A Royal Rumble, a War Games, something new happens every single year for the women. And that's always really nice moving forward. I'm excited to see who is in this tournament. We still don't know everybody's name. At least I don't think so, right? They didn't announce the actual bracket just yet.
I don't think they announced that yet, no.
No, right. Okay, so I'm looking forward to seeing who's in it because I don't even know how many women they have on Raw to fill up a whole bracket tournament. So we'll see.
Like, I'm going to look up the roster right now.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We keep a great updated roster on our resources section. I don't promote this a lot, guys, but if you go to the wrestling tab on Fightful and go down to resources, we have rosters, contract updates, all that stuff. So they have on Raw, Alba Fire, Asuka's injured. Bianca Belair is a tag team champion, but she'll still be in the tournament. She's technically a SmackDown talent, but she's tag team champion. Dakota Kai, Isla Dawn, Ivy Nile, Io Sky, Kairi Sane, Katana, Kaden, Kiana James has been sidelined. Liv is world champion. Lyra, Maxine, Natalia, Nikki Cross, Raquel, Rhea, Shayna, Sonya, Zelina, Zoe. They have a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. Once you started naming it, I was like, oh, okay, I could see this person and that person. I think it'd be really cool if it was Io Sky.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like that, too. I think you have to almost do the TNT title method, and I'll tell you what that is. They put it on Cody in AEW because everybody saw him as a main eventer. And they're like, well, Cody would be world champion if he was allowed to be world champion. And I think that's kind of what you do to establish it, with a big main name, and then they can quickly, you know, move on beyond that. But I think that's a good method to utilize. But not a bad lineup, and not only that, these people are going to get more opportunities to increase their profile as a result. I just want to see them develop contenders. That's what I want to see for all that.
Yeah, and I hope that kind of, I want to echo the same sentiment that I said about the United States women's title, that I wanted to see that propel that person into the world title picture, just so that it gives it a little bit more meaning, right? And then I want to do the exact same thing for the Intercontinental Championship for the women, where it's like, okay, that's the belt that's going to propel you to, you know, to the world title, and it's going to be just a bigger, you know, a bigger deal. So hopefully they do that, because I'm with you on the whole, hey, let's, we got to build challengers, we got to build people up, because I mean, the fact that I couldn't even off the top of my head name off all these women on Raw, I feel like that kind of tells us a little bit of where we're at with the women's division. And they just need to I don't know, get that spark going, right? Because I feel like there's some people where you're like, yes, I know for a fact this person is a star on the women's division. And then you have other women who you're like, okay, based on the treatment of them, based on the presentation of them, they're on the lower card. And then there's those people that kind of fluctuate, but like they try to put them in the in as a top person, but it doesn't hit well because you know that they're not. So I don't want to see too many people. I want to see the people that have been fluctuating maybe be a little bit more concrete of like, okay, that's it. We're really going to see this person sort of propel themselves into the next level here on Raw. So hopefully we see that a little bit more with the women's division on Raw.
John Taylor says, I might be partially responsible for Denise's betrayal of Fightful and SRS. Please accept this $5 as an apology. What happened, Denise?
I don't know. I don't know I'll what John him. Taylor did.
I'll blame him. In fact, I feel like if everybody watching this sent $5, I would feel a lot better. But you know what? For just $5 a month, you can subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. The best $5 in the business, or $54 a year. You can gift subscriptions now. And how about this? Today, we had an update on Penta. We had an update on the Costco guys. We had the Raw Scoops thread. We got Sour Graps. But bright and early tomorrow morning, contract update for Ricky Starks. FightfulSelect.com. And then how about this Wednesday? More contract news. And then this weekend, more contract news. FightfulSelect.com. You guys are going to really love it over there. Check it out. Ricardo says, just here to say goodbye to our lovely step host. I think that's probably the one moment, Denise, that will probably live forever out of these 5 years is step host.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that to take off the way that it did, but it did. I still got my award. I still got my number one step post award.
Listen, as soon as it happened, I was like, this is going to.
Yeah, I still remember because I didn't get what the hell you were talking about. And I was like, what the hell, Sean? Like, what are you trying to do? And you just kept going. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Then you got stuck in the dryer. It was so weird. 2LT photos.
Stop it. It was so
step post. Congrats on your next chapter. Boom shakalaka.
Why are we laughing with boom shakalaka? What are we doing?
Oh, man. John says all the super chats I send Denise. Yeah, she's like, I can make more money doing this. Whatever. Whatever. My feelings aren't hurt. Not really. Tim McFall says, we wish you well in your future endeavors. Step
I know. Where's my I wish you well on future endeavors page, man?
I mean, what? You're not done yet.
I should still be
treating this
well
like it's the last day endeavors. Of school. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I want to wish you well on my future endeavors.
Oh, man. C. Delgado says, just dropped in to say, we will miss you, Denise. Loved interaction with SRS. We'll stop over and say hi. Denise, I mentioned we would give some things grades on this show. Is there anything off the top of your head you give an A?
Yeah, almost. Braun Breaker, Ludwig Kaiser, except for the ending. So I guess like an A minus.
Yeah, and I got to say the New Day segment as well. Like was
oh yes, oh that's A++. Sorry, I was thinking more match terms. That New Day segment was in freaking incredible. I thought it was one of the best Raw backstage segments, maybe in the last like 5 years.
Anything that you are looking at and you say, I'm giving that B's.
Oh, we're ranking things. Let me see.
I mean, just off the top of your head, doesn't have to be every segment.
Oh, I know what I give an F. Can I skip to F?
No, just we'll go with B's so far. We'll get down to F.
Okay. All right. I guess I give a B to Bianca Belair and Nia Jax. That was fun.
You know what? I agree. And tag team match could have been, but ultimately it landed for a C. What about D's?
Oh, the B category also goes to Julius and Brutus and Ray.
Oh my God, they were incredible.
Yeah, that was good.
There was a very clear segment that falls into the next category of D's.
Oh, I know what you're trying to do, Sean. You're not going to get me. Nope. Now I know why you didn't want to skip to an F category.
What are you talking about?
This is not going to happen.
I would never play the hits I would never do that on your last day, Denise.
Yeah, you would on my last day. Are you kidding me? You would most do it on my last day.
Definitely wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't.
So what? I ruined your bit now. What are you going to do? How are you bouncing off from this?
Bouncing off of what?
Not speaking anymore.
We have the Gunther promo. Then Damian slams him through a table. I like this.
Wait, by the way, I really wanted to give my F, though.
Tough shit. You can give it later. Damian Priest hits Gunther with a razor's edge through the table. I think this is more of how the segment probably should have ended last week. Like, as you mentioned, like not some cutesy line. It was him whipping ass and standing tall over Gunther. I thought this was fine. It was solid.
Yeah, so what I really liked about this was that Damian Priest basically called out Gunther for lacking confidence, right? He's saying like, oh, Gunther is not, you know, saying the same things that he normally would be saying, right? And he's got a point. We have been seeing this lack of confidence in Gunther to a certain extent, though. The one thing that I will say I've really been liking about what we've seen from Gunther the last 2 weeks is that instead of reacting in a jerking type of way to like a jerk type of way to Damian Priest, right, where he would call him like street trash and all of that stuff, I like that this time he's sort of unhinged in a way where last week we saw him attack Damian Priest from behind. This time, instead of using words, he just goes and he hits him with the microphone and they start brawling. So I like that we're seeing a more violent Gunther outside of his matches, right? Because Gunther's violent in the ring. We know that, of course. But outside, he's sort of been like the high and mighty. I'm riding on my tall horse, all of that. That's who Gunther has been. But now we're seeing more of a person that is just like physically violent. And I kind of like that.
I do too. This is something that I felt that this needed. And I think their match is going to be insanely good. Speaking about matches, I think are going to be insanely good. This triple threat intercontinental title match at Survivor Series. Now, Bron Breakker was already going crazy during this match, going into the corner of that table. Incredible. Ludwig Kaiser is one of my guys that I think is really going to ascend in 2025. Like, he does all the right things and he's starting to get that push and break away from Gunther a little bit. Sheamus getting involved. Like, Denise, the wild thing is if this were 9 or 10 years ago, I'd be like, oh, Sheamus, really? Here he is in his mid to late 40s. And I'm like, hell yeah, add Sheamus to this. Add him to this because this is going to be even crazier now. And I think that they are going to go off on Saturday. Adam Pearce comes out. He aggressively makes the match. But he's for a guy whose show is in disarray and chaos, he rewards chaos pretty often.
He's a terrible GM. He's a terrible GM. Yeah, nothing he does makes any sense anymore. Like, let's be real.
I agree. What'd you think of this match and the triple threat that we're going towards?
So I loved the match. And it was so funny because I practically spit out my own words because I was talking about how much I was doing the watch along. And I'm like, oh my God, this match is so great, blah, blah, blah. And right when I said it, it was like I jinxed it. That was right when Sheamus came in and attacked Ludwig Kaiser. And I'm like, God dang it. Like, this is now DQ. But I was so into this match. And Sean, I don't know if you've noticed this, but dude, I'm convinced that Bron Breakker tries to like beat the speed at which he runs the ropes at every
week. Yes.
Because there's that dude. I mean, we've been seeing him for a long time now. That dude is running those ropes faster every week. I don't know how he's doing it, but no, I thought this match was really good. I actually thought that Ludwig Kaiser and Bron Breakker meshed very well. They had pretty good chemistry here together, and it made me want to see more. It really, really did. I don't hate Sheamus being part of this, and the only reason for that is, I mean, all right, let's think about when's the last time we got a really great triple threat match. WrestleMania 39. I loved that triple threat match with Drew and Sheamus and Gunther. That was so freaking good. And I think like ever since that match, anytime I see any one of those three guys in any triple threat match, it's left me with this wanting the same feeling that I felt when I watched them at WrestleMania 39. So Sheamus having been part of that, I want to see a similar version of that. And I feel like given that Bron Breakker with the speed and the intensity mixed in with Sheamus's hard hitting and Ludwig Kaiser. Ludwig Kaiser's the one that we're not as familiar with, but that's going to be fun though, because he'll be able to surprise us in this match and see what he can do.
Nell says, Denise, don't listen. You have a beautiful head.
My head's so big.
Fid McAwesome said, just popping in to say, I wish Denise well on her solo run. Also, check out our friend here who does Down Under the Ring. He provided us with that Big Show Paul White interview where the short on it has done over a million views about him walking through the airport with his title belts because they ribbed him for it. Check out his stuff. I also have conferred with him on a number of things. Just a wonderful fella here. Wonderful fella. We've got Juan Ortiz saying, thanks for the memories and laughs and the fun and friendly arguments with Sean, Denise, step host Salcedo. You're one of the best, or you're the best step host ever. Also, muted. Also, Funko Pop Denise Salcedo would be an amazing purchase, Sean. I think it would be too, personally.
I'm losing track on all these nicknames that I've got. I've got so many nicknames now, I don't even know what to do with them.
Just Ricardo says, thank you for saving Pawlowski's life, step host. I mean, she did. Alex would have had a heart attack.
Right.
he would have had a rough time. He would have had a rough time. We got a backstage segment with Scarlett being confronted by Nikki Cross.
This was so corny.
This was very so corny. This to me was the corniest of all these segments that have ever existed.
No, not worse than the Miz kidnapped one. The Miz kidnapped one was the corniest. This one was the second corniest.
Yeah, and Cross came in and it was mainly that where she's like, it was Nikki Cross.
It's like, the part where she creeped up when Scarlett was looking in the mirror and Nikki Cross came from behind. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's right. That's like everybody's worst nightmare, right? It's like going in the mirror and seeing somebody behind them. That's remember when they used to say in school, when you go to the mirror and you say Bloody Mary three times, Bloody Mary would appear. Did they ever tell you that in school? Okay, so ever since I heard that in middle school, I always have like a little bit of a fear where you look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, what if someone pops up behind me? I love that part. I love that part. But afterwards, when Cross walked in and Scarlett, I just thought it was bad timing because he walked in and Scarlett was just kind of there. And then there was a moment where she was like, okay, like now I got to act like I'm so freaked out. Whereas I think she should have been freaking out and going crazy before Karrion Kross opened the door, because when he opened the door and she wasn't going crazy yet, it was kind of stupid because then she started going crazy and I'm like, shouldn't you have been crazy before the door opened?
Yeah.
And then just that was very corny.
Hey, shout out to the fellow that got my internet up and running this weekend. Met this dude this weekend. He got my internet speeds working. Shout out Randy. Yeah, he was my tech this weekend because I had slow internet speeds. And he came over and we talked streaming and a bunch of cool stuff.
You have the most random story, Sean.
Look at that. Vanessa Vasquez, our great friend, says, Denise, it's been an amazing 5 years. Looking forward to supporting you and all that comes next. Much love to you. And, of course, you too, Sean. Thanks for being a part of my Mondays. What if she would have been like, but fuck you, Sean?
Who? Vanessa?
Vanessa. She wouldn't do it. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah,
why? What if she would have been like, wonderful. Fuck you, Denise. Bye.
Oh, here we go. Denise. Bye, Denise. Yes,
what?
A performance. We saw Jeremy's Leave the Memories Alone, and Denise did karaoke with him. Will we see you do any song parodies for us?
Who, me or you?
You. I know one. I know a parody you'll do.
No.
Parodies? No!
No. I knew you were going to say that. You didn't get me, Sean. I knew you were going to do it. That doesn't count if I knew it was coming.
Everybody in the chat say it counts.
It doesn't. Say it counts. Knew it was coming the second you said parrot. I'm like, oh, he's going to do it.
Got too far. Got too far in, Denise. Sorry.
No, Sean. No, Sean. It does not count.
Tell you.
It does not count. You actually have the whole point of these nuts jokes is to actually get the person.
It counts.
It's a pity one. It's a pity one.
It counts. Just remember, y'all, you got to deal with me next week, guys.
Pity one. Pity one.
She's falling off the face of the earth.
Pity one.
Alley-oop. Look. Luis is the assist. Right there. Look at him.
Everyone just feels bad for you, Sean. They're just saying it counts because they feel bad for you. That's all you got.
Man.
This nuts joke. Which, by the way, what? I started doing on the streams and then you stole from me.
Doubt it. You took credit for me saying bro.
Forget, I will never forget when you called me when I'm
will
in the
never
middle.
Forget.
No, I will never forgive you. Everybody listen to this. I will never forgive Sean for calling me in my house for a regular ass day. I was cooking dinner. I was having a regular ass life. And Sean calls me to talk to me about something serious. And then you were like, oh, do you know so-and-so person? And I'm like, oh, I don't know this person. And somehow it led to a D's nuts jokes. And you were recording the freaking phone call. And I'm like, what? We were having a serious discussion in the middle of the day. I'm cleaning what the fuck I was doing. And you go and have to do a D's nuts joke on me. You had to go to those levels just to get me.
I wish I could find that video.
Yeah, you recorded me without my consent. I could sue you for that. You know, in the state of California, you cannot do that.
In the state of Kentucky, you can, so it doesn't matter.
Always Kentucky. Well, I'm going to sue you here because the phone call happened when you are calling me here. Screw Kentucky.
I wish I could find that clip. I know that I posted it.
Yeah, you did.
At some point.
You did post it.
Mm.
And you were so proud.
I was proud because it was
great.
But you
buttered me up, bro. You had me for like 20 minutes talking about something totally different.
20 minutes, Denise. It was an immediate call.
No, Sean. It was like 20 minutes of you talking about something serious. And then you pulled out the D's nuts joke.
Who does that? Me, because I'm good. I'm next level. I'm the goat of this shit. Like, that's why. Come on, Denise. You got to know better than that.
Do not answer phone calls from Sean.
I could find this video. Oh, my God. It was a good one, guys. I was actually filming a vlog. I'll never forget. I was filming a vlog for my match with Shaza that never ended up coming out. And it was good. Damn, man. Oh. Anyway, WWE Monday Night Raw. That did also happen. Somebody said SRS admitting to committing a crime.
It's not illegal.
It's one party consent. You recorded me
on a phone call without my consent.
One party consent in Kentucky.
Wait, I can sue you.
I should have sued you.
Who does that?
You hate to see it. You hate to see the youth of America today not educated on law. You really hate to see it. If anybody could find that video, oh man, that'd be great. Anyway, we got the Creed brothers defeating LWO. Julius Creed is an insane man, hit a 450 during this match. He looked unbelievable. But the most impressive thing that I saw was his roll-up pin, Denise, of which he actually put his weight on the legs and the shoulders of his opponent, who was much smaller than him. As opposed to what I saw later in the evening, which was a guy doing a roll-up pin with none of that on a guy twice his size. First off, why did they do two roll-up pins on this show in both tag team matches? Whoever agented or produced that should have gotten in touch with the other guy and said, no, that's our finish tonight, not yours. But Julius Creed is a crazy man, and I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah, this is something that I really enjoyed, and congratulations to them for getting the win. But this was a really good, the first or second match of the night? It was the first match of the night. And I thought they really, really set a good tone, because I thought we got a lot of pretty good wrestling on today's Raw. But what I liked about this in particular, though, is you mentioned Julius Creed, and Julius Creed really was the standout during this. There was a moment where Rey Mysterio attempted a 619, but Julius ends up clotheslining him. That thing looks sick. And it was just a simple clothesline, but he made it look really, really good. Superplex off the top rope looked really great, too. I mean, there was just a bunch of really great moments during this. But what I like about Julius is that he's a freak athlete, and I can't wait to see him continue to grow, not just in the tag team division, but eventually in the singles division. And what I like about Brutus, and you and I know this from interviewing him, is that he's got a lot of personality. I can't wait till they show that end of things for him. But no, this was a really fun match. Like, they could run this back. You know how sometimes they run back a couple of matches? I feel like they could run this one back a couple of times and I wouldn't get sick of it. Oh, my favorite part in this, my favorite part was afterwards when the match ended and Julius goes and he like is being carried by Chad Gable. And it's funny because Chad Gable's the smallest one. And then Brutus goes on top of him too. So Chad Gable's carrying all of them and he just falls to the mat. That was so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel some kind of way about Chad Gable sort of going from one of the most popular over talent in the company to what, you know, he's doing now, which isn't much. But I mean, the Creeds have benefited. I want to see the Creeds continue to benefit. And Julius certainly is.
They'll get there. Visually, they look great, all three of them. And they're adding more personality to their group every week.
And they're winning. And that's what's important. They're winning. And I think that is crucial to what they are doing. Meet Norma says, here's a small sack of monies to mute Denise. No.
You're not going to mute me. This is your chance. I'll just say a bunch of nonsense and you can mute me.
There you go. You're muted.
It's actually really, there you go. No.
What were you about to say?
I'm not going to say nothing. I took advantage while I was muted.
What the hell? You said actually what?
What, did you hear me say your name? Did you hear that part?
Yeah, I heard it.
I was talking about you. But you muted me, so now you'll never know what I said.
Anywho, Rambling Rose says, been watching live since Steven Larson stopped going live for Raw. Been a great run. Denise, good luck. You're going to continue to kill the game. Listen, me and Denise, we hung in through some tough times. We covered some rough WWE Monday Night Raws. Like when I brought her on, I didn't think that she was going to stick around just because of the shows we were covering. We're talking about like Lashley, Liv Morgan, Lana level stuff there. Like it was bad. But listen, next week we got Ibu joining us. Denise will have Santi Zap as well. But I want to tell you guys about another series of content creators that I got to know over the last couple weeks. They've sponsored a couple of our shows, the Main Event Players. Now, you're going to hear me mention them on probably a couple ROH, TNA shows as well, and the Survivor Series show. And I got acquainted with them recently. They got TJ Gatsby, who is a wonderful fella, but they've also got the Outside the Brand podcast on YouTube. They give weekly previews and predictions for wrestling and sports. I subscribed to them, turned on my notifications, and I was very happy to see that they did a video about eFeds. Man, I came up playing eFeds. I still, when I do cameos for charity and stuff, I'm doing like reads for eFeds and stuff. So this like really hit home with me. They also have the Wrestling Room podcast on Spotify, where a wrestling couple takes their everyday conversations, records them for the world to hear. Fantastic stuff there. TJ Gatsby, I talked to him quite a bit, as well as one of his other co-hosts. If you want something fresh, you want something different, check them out. The Main Event Players, wonderful guys, people that I highly recommend.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And you can also follow TJ at TJ Gatsby at B-Sky Social over on Blue Sky. Check these guys out again. Main Event Players, Outside the Brand, and the Wrestling Room podcast. Whether it be YouTube, Spotify, those fellas are all over the place. Make sure you guys check them out. Somebody says, I was in eFed on AOL. Man, I loved eFeds. I still got friends from my eFed days that I hit up now, and we reminisce on old times.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you didn't learn how to creatively write, Denise. Anyway, the Wrestling Hounds.
Really, Sean?
Been watching you guys every Monday for the past 4 years. I'm going to miss the incredibly fun dynamic you guys have. You all always make me laugh. Well, you can head over to Denise's channel because we'll still do videos here and there. We'll still try to find ways to make Denise give us some clout, and then she's going to be on
Sean
the award
doesn't
show.
Ghost me.
I don't ghost you. I don't
You've
ghost
ghosted
you.
Me a couple of times where I reached out for a video and you didn't respond.
No, I just didn't see it. Listen, I get a lot of messages. I get
ghosted. Ghosted. I know what it's being ghosted. By the way, okay, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to ask this to the chat too. Please give your answers on this. How do you know you're being ghosted? How many messages do you does it take to realize you're being ghosted? Because to me, it's 2 messages. That's 3.
I ain't messaging anybody 3 times.
Okay, so what's your number? Give me a number.
I don't have a number because I don't give a shit. No, what are you talking about?
Have you ever noticed when someone's ghosting you?
Somebody's ghosting me. I guess I'll go talk to one of my hundreds of other friends.
Hold on. I've ghosted people too, and they didn't realize that I was ghosting them. And they kept messaging me. They kept messaging me over and over again. And I feel like, Sean, I personally feel like everybody should know the number.
Wait, hold on. I know one person you ghosted. Somebody that dropped a whole bunch of inquiries.
Shut up.
Begging to me.
Shut up.
Just begging. Please come on my show. Please give me some clout, Denise. Please.
It was 3 messages, by the way.
Three messages. And then when she didn't, what happened? Dozens of... All that shit. You know it, guys. Oh, here's what I'll tell you guys. If you see somebody bitching online about us, there's a good chance they've asked us to come on their show before and we just didn't reply. So there you go. I ghosted the same person you did.
All right. So what I'm saying is 3 times. If you send 3 messages and the person does not respond, you are being ghosted. I've learned this, and
I've
been the ghosted and the ghoster.
Person who is way too old to be worried about that type of shit. Need to do something else in your 70s. Find a hobby, bro. Oh, my God. Grapple Geekery says, I want to thank Fightful and Wrestle Talk, too, for introducing me to one of my favorite podcasters, Denise. Will Sean mute T-Boo, though? I don't know. I don't know if that dynamic will work. Somebody asked if he'd done his...
Oh, so what you're saying is you're not sure if he's going to let you bully him like you bully me on this show?
Well, listen, it's simple. I do it to you because you're a woman. Meet Norma says, Step Host, Hollywood Hammer, Pillow Princess. How did you get the nickname Pillow Princess? Why did you let people know that, Denise?
Why is that? That just because I get called Pillow Princess does not mean I'm a Pillow Princess. No one needs to know if I'm a pillow princess or not, whether or not I have the name, okay? Hey, listen, there's only one thing I take laying down.
Listen, that same person who is well over twice your age is going to take that clip and just, I don't want to know what they'll do to it. J.W. Pringle says, Step Host shall never be muted again. You will be missed. Thanks for playing along with us. Best wishes. I mean, guys, I think you all forget just how innocent Denise was when we plucked her out of obscurity, which is, you know, doing
25,000 subscribers when I got hired by Fightful and was working with Sean Waltman for 3 years. And also 9 days later, I was on WWE Watch Along.
You're welcome for that. Anyway.
No, actually, do people know this story? Do people know? Okay, so right before I got hired to Fightful, I had booked the 2019 Hell in a Cell watch along with Sean Waltman. I had booked that spot, right? And then I got hired by Fightful, and then I got an email from WWE, and they were like, hey, we didn't realize that you work with Fightful Pro Wrestling. We're not sure if like we can move forward with your appearance. And I'm like,
this was a year after they threatened to sue us, by the way. They had threatened to sue us a year prior to this. So we did not have a good relationship with WWE.
No, at that time you did not. No. And I wrote to them and I said, please. I was like, I'm just a Raw post-show host. Like, all I do is talk about Raw. Like, I don't give Sean any scoops. I will not be giving Sean any scoops. I promise you this. And they were like, okay, well, if you see anything, you cannot tell Sean. I didn't see shit. There was nothing for me to tell you.
I will
if
say,
I did or if I didn't. You
Denise,
know?
Denise once got blamed for giving me a scoop that
for two that, years. I got blamed for 2 years.
That the literal head of a company gave me, which was
yeah, and I got blocked by people from that company because they believed that I gave you that scoop. And I also got ghosted for a bit and they wouldn't give me interviews.
Oh, shit.
I was being blamed for that. And I didn't even know for a whole year. I had no idea that I was blamed for something. And I just had to take the L. And what can you do?
I love it. I love it. So R-Truth Judgment Day segment backstage. But then we get the War Raiders losing to Judgment Day because Dominic got involved. And I thought this was the weakest possible finish. After months and months of them not defending the titles, we get 300-pound Ivar getting his head draped over the ropes, and then a roll-up pin to beat him. Uh-uh, man, that one doesn't hit with me. I thought that finish sucked. That finish was bad. Couldn't get with that one at all. I really like Finn and JD as a team. Like, fantastic team.
How would you know you haven't seen them defend the titles? How would you know you like them as a team?
Well, maybe it's the excellence in absence, so to speak. Like, when I've seen them, they've been very good. Maybe if I saw more of them, I would have reasons to dislike them, but I don't. Except for this, I saw this terrible finish on Raw. Woof! That was dirty.
I think we were all very desperate to see brand new champions because we just want to see the tag team titles defended. And the fact that they're keeping the titles on them longer, I think we should all just like say sayonara to the tag team titles because we ain't going to see them defended for however long. I don't know if they were maybe waiting to save a title change for a PLE. That's probably why they didn't do it. But at this point, bro, I don't care if it would have happened on Speed or Main Event. Just change the damn titles at this point. Yeah. I don't even care who. I just want to see brand new tag team champions. And I want to see the titles actually be defended.
Jared says, favorite Denise moment, Raw after Mania 39. SRS got her with these nuts and she called him a son of an effing bitch. I still pop that clip and rewatch. Jared, please send either myself or the Fightful account that clip if you rewatch it. I would love to clip that out. But when the pandemic happened, here's a funny story. The pandemic happened. Denise had a lot of freelance gigs, and those go away when the pandemic started.
Oh, I was so broke. I lost all my jobs. I had nothing. You know, if unemployment was giving me less than $200. Like, I think I was getting $80 on unemployment.
So I went to Jimmy, and I was like, hey, let's do a super chat fund to get Denise to curse on the air to help make up for, like, one or two of these lost gigs. You had never cursed on the air, Denise. And now I have to actively ask you to please stop cursing.
Yeah, it's bad. It's gotten really bad. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, once you're not trying to get hired by WWE, what's there to
lose,
right?
I got in trouble.
Did you?
No, I'm just saying I got in trouble, like, just in general. Like, okay, like after that, I'm just like, man, I'm just in trouble all the time.
Since War Raiders lost, LWO or New Day defeating the Judgment Day? Oh boy, let's talk about New Day. Alpha Academy beat New Day real quick. I'd say 1A, 1B for best on the show. Listen, Alpha Academy get the win. That ain't what we're talking about. That's just the reality. BL says New Day nearly breaking up the same day SRS and. Did you mean to say Conehead? Because you put Cumhead.
What?
Denise are parting ways. Couldn't miss this duo. Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
What are you guys doing to me?
Hold on there, partner. Let's chill a little bit there. But New Day immediately get backstage and argue. And there was so much that went down here, I can barely remember it all. This is one of the best, like, dissension angles I've ever seen. Because they were going, like, full on each other, Denise. Like, you don't hear Brock Lesnar's name dropped anymore. Kofi Kingston said, you've never won a title. Xavier says, yeah, well, when you did, you lost it in 6 seconds to Brock Lesnar. They talk about what they'd done for each other, how they were always there for each other. Kofi says, you've never won a singles title. He's like, but I was there holding your cape, dancing behind you, all that stuff. And the reason why me and Big E never let you call the shots is because you're too volatile. You're a hothead. You're too unpredictable. This got very personal. And played off of all their history, played off of so many things that they've done and what they've not done. This was an all-timer segment for me. I thought this was perfect.
Yeah, I said earlier at the top of the show that I thought this was the best backstage segment in at least like the last 5 years. I mean, maybe something else will pop up in my head, but no, I truly feel that was really good for multiple reasons. The big one being that they really, really went below the belt. Like, I mean, Sean, you've been in arguments. I've been in arguments. Everyone here has been in arguments. And I always see it this way. If you are so angry at someone, you kind of say things you don't mean, or you hit below the belt because you simply want to win the argument. We've all been there. And to me, that is exactly what Kofi and Xavier Woods did. Like, one guy would say something, he'd be like, oh, this here, I'm going to say this day. You hurt my feelings, so now I got to go even lower than you. Oh, well, you hurt my feelings with that. Now I got to go even lower than you. And that's exactly what we saw here. And the thing was that because of their close friendship, they were able to get so personal. And hearing those personal attacks, you're watching this and you're going, he really went there. When you mentioned the Brock thing, that was the one that got me the most. The Brock one, I'm like, oh shit, like, he really went there. Like, I almost feel like that's just like, it's the fans that usually talk about that and talk shit about it, of course, and all of that. Like, you don't really hear about it being brought up on TV, nevertheless, in this type of method. So this was kind of like a really, it was so good. It was so good. I thought that they really did a good job with this. And I don't know if they had planned for this to be as good as it was, but it truly has been one of the almost like hidden gem moments of Monday Night Raw, because all of these moments between Woods and Kofi and this breakup have happened.
I like angles where a person or an act can advance, one, by not being in the title picture, and two, not necessarily winning. Like when Hangman Page loses on AEW, we're like, oh, what crazy shit is he going to do now? he's going to descend into madness. And we're seeing that a lot with Kofi and Xavier here, where it just expands. Now, before this, they had teased, or didn't tease, they promoted the 10-year anniversary of New Day. And that's next week. And Big E was all over that video package. Then they changed the graphic.
Today.
Yeah, and then there was the graphic, and it said, it just had those two. To me, I don't think there's any way that he doesn't show up in some capacity next week. I think he's got to show up. Like, you still got him under contract. Got to see him. N. Simmons says, what I loved was Woods sounded frustrated and exploded, but Kofi actually talked down to Woods like a heel. Kofi was dressed like Goku and Woods like Goku Black, which is evil Goku. I'm glad you explained that to me, because I know who Goku is, but I don't know the difference there. There was some real disrespect. There was some real disrespect there. And it hit really, really well. It played on my emotions. I felt something as it related to this team who I am invested in, even though I haven't been as interested in them in the recent years. But I have been invested in these guys. I like them personally. I like them professionally. I like them as performers. So seeing this makes me go, oh, damn. And it tugs on the heartstrings. That's what it was supposed to do. I think a perfect pro wrestling segment, Denise.
Yeah, those are the ones that you're going to actually go back and watch in a couple of years from now, because we all have those like segments that we go back and watch, right? Yes. And then there's some where I'm like, I don't even care. I'm never going to watch that again. But this one's one that I'm like, I will go back and watch this in like 5 years from now when I want to go down a rabbit hole.
This is one the engagement farmers, including our own social media guy, will be like, when Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods went in on each other.
1 year ago today, November 25th, 2024.
Hell no. They ain't going to do that. Now they just go, remember the time? There you go. We got Zach Schimmel, our good friend, saying, 4-2, Denise. It was wonderful seeing you the last 5 years. The swear jars, the screw job at GCW, the nicknames like Hollywood and the Hammer. Thank you for everything, Denise. I forgot how and why you got the Hammer.
The Hammer. It was a Blue Chew read, and I said something about laying down the hammer or bringing down.
Yeah, you said that if you had a dick, it'd be an enormous dick.
I probably said that. Yeah,
you did say that. That was a thing that you said. Absolutely was. Patrick Moore says, oh, less than a year watching you all. Main takeaway for me is that Denise does a better Blue Chew pitch. Appreciate you all.
Listen, have you seen my Blue Chew read?
My Blue Chew reads have over 300,000 views on YouTube alone. And that's just from the compilations. BL says,
Sean, you haven't seen my Blue Chew reads.
I don't need to. They're not as good. BlueChew.com.
Someone just sent you money to tell you that mine is better.
He's wrong. He's wrong.
Someone paid money to tell you mine was better, and you still want to fight me on this?
Well, now BL sends a super chat clarifying Conehead, not Cumhead. Said the best moment with Denise is when you discussed about about doing a terrestrial radio show.
Oh my gosh! And I was like, alien.
Oh, so guys, I've had a lot of opportunities thrown my way, and one time somebody said, would you and Denise ever do a terrestrial radio show? And I was like, yeah, if that opportunity came my way, hell yeah, I'd do one with Denise. I think Denise and I would have a great dynamic for that type of thing. And Denise was very excited to talk about aliens, not realizing what terrestrial radio was.
No, I was confused. I was like, why do they specifically want us to talk about aliens? Like, why? I just thought it was a weird genre for us.
Joseph says, oh boy, that segment with Kofi and Woods was literally the backstage heat. It was very good. Gabrielle says, actually, we got Meet Norma saying, step host, Hollywood Hammer, Pillow Princess, or as she's known, the hardest working woman in wrestling media. Thanks, and we'll miss you, Denise. I mean, she's not dying.
No, I feel like I'm dying.
This
whole show. Like, I feel like everyone's saying bye to me because I'm dying.
No, if that were the case, Denise would hate herself like she hates my grandma. David says, I'm so thankful for this combo all these years. Perfect of the show. The last show is total insanity. Love both of you guys. Listen, we had the benefit of this being a 2-hour Raw as well. So there is that. Dano says, just wanted to say thanks both of you for keeping me up to date on Raw during the pandemic when I was disinterested during the product. I will miss hearing this duo weekly. Denise, you and I used to get sympathy super chats from people saying, please talk about anything but the Raw that we just watched. That's how bad the show used to be.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. But kind of good for us, though, because we did get some really great super chats, so that worked out.
We did make more money then. That was definitely a thing. Well, you didn't make more per show, but we got more super chats.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Listen.
Someone was making more money. It wasn't me, though.
It wasn't me at that point either. Mr. Acosta, it wasn't until WrestleTalk was making me offers that I started to make more money. Then Jimmy is like, ah, shit. He's going to go work for those British shitheads. Acosta.
They wanted you, Sean. They wanted you. You were to become part of the royal family.
I wouldn't say I was about to, but I heard them out, and they're wonderful people. I love Luke. I love Ollie. I love those guys. Mr. Acosta says, I randomly stumbled upon this channel after a Raw a couple of years ago, been locked in ever since. You all were both super cool when I asked for a pick at Wale Mania this year. And while I miss these post-Raw shows, I will continue to support both of you. Mr. Acosta, thank you so much for that Humper Chat, by the way. You can send those in at humperchats.com. But listen, we love that. We love saying hi to you guys. We love meeting you guys. Denise, I got a good story here that you know a little bit about. A few years ago, there was a person way too young to be watching our show.
Oh, who hit us Brock. Up.
Brock. And he was asking for dating advice. And I did not realize he was local to me. And I'm at the KS Bar here in Lexington, Kentucky. And he walks up to me and I recognize, like, I think he said, he was like, "Hey, I'm Brock." And we chatted, we caught up, I met his dad. But then I see him at the movies like a few months ago. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm about to train to be a pro wrestler, buddy."
What?
And he's running down this gimmick with me. I'm like, this sounds like a dope ass gimmick. I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but got to know him a little bit.
Know Brock when he was like 15.
Dude's got a girlfriend now. So listen, I'm just saying, it worked. Send us super chats. Find the love of your life.
We got someone a girlfriend. That's a win right there.
Listen, amazing. It makes me so happy. It is really fucked up when I go to 2K events and there are people that say, "I grew up watching you all." And I'm like,
you're like, "Oh shit, I'm old."
I've been doing Raw reviews for 9.5 years now, live every week after Monday Night Raw since Wrestling Inc. days, which RIP Wrestling Inc. podcast. Hate to say I told you so, but don't let your website get bought out by a big conglomerate because they'll shut down all your shit. But sad to say, hate that. I hate that for Glenn. Hate that for Jack and all those people. A lot of good people at Wrestling Inc. But man, to think about that, like there are people that if they were 14 or 15 watching Wrestling Inc. post shows, they are now 24, 25 years old, hopefully living fully functional adult human lives. Jeez, man. Somebody said, "You got a wrestling fan, a girlfriend, sorcery." $5 a month, $54 a year. We'll teach you. Listen, we got ad reads to tell you how to get your dick hard. We got pube trimmers that'll help you there. We got stuff that'll make you smell good. We got NordVPN that'll help you save money. We'll get you to make more money with Bet Online because guess what? I had my 15th underdog lock pick of the year this weekend with Switchblade Jay White. Bet Online.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling, it's not just MMA and boxing. It's football, it's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
I don't BetOnline even remember AG. What we said to Brock, by the way.
Oh, it was very heartfelt. You gave very good advice.
Oh, I need to go back and find that.
I remember that. Denise, what are your favorite types of flowers?
I don't like flowers that much.
You don't like tulips?
How about
tulips on these nuts?
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me? See, okay, now you can take credit. You see what happens when you actually earn it?
I see now what happens when credit. I...
Celebrate.
That one. There you go. Denise, will you still do shows with Reg or Phil?
I do a show with Reg each.
How about Philip on these nuts?
I'm done.
Back to back, Denise. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to see you go out like this. It really is. After all these years, to see you catch like two of them and then get just smacked right upside the head, back to back.
Are we done?
I don't know. Are we done?
We done?
Are we?
I don't know. What else is there to talk about?
Backstage, I'll tell you what there's to talk about. WrestleMania. Main event quality, in my opinion. Can't remember what they said. I just remember the face-off. The you know, them looking eye-to-eye. Rhea Ripley. Bianca Belair. This is a match that has been, like, to me, worthy of WrestleMania main event caliber, and I think should be. I don't give a shit what else is on that show. It should main event one of the nights of WrestleMania. Look at that. Look at that. Even Naomi's like, oh, shit. Look at Io.
She has a really
in the back.
Good facial expression for that.
Io's in the back like, oh, shit, it's going down. Right there. They know it. That looks so badass. Just two people that I want to see slug it out. Two people that I want to see have a match. That's what I have in my head right now is this. Forget War Games. I don't really give a damn about War Games. I want to see these two go at it. Holy shit, Denise.
Yeah, we have been anticipating this match now for a while, and it's like, it feels like a really high caliber, right? Because when you think of Bianca Belair, you think of some of the very best, especially when you're thinking of just her WrestleMania stuff, you're thinking of some of the very best, right? One of the best wrestlers, if not the best women's wrestler on that roster. Of course, people can argue that, but you have that end with Bianca, and then you have Rhea Ripley, who's like the biggest star for the women, or even just like in general, one of the biggest stars in WWE. And Bianca Belair is also a star in her own right, and Rhea Ripley is also a really great wrestler. So you really got the two cream of the crop, really, really just like, who the hell do you even root for? Who the hell do you even cheer for? And just like the possible matchup, I mean, it's been one we've been waiting for.
It's a match that I got to see. KE775 says, do you think them teasing Rhea and Bianca is a bad sign for Jade's Mania prospects? Don't think it's a great thing. Don't think it's a great thing. But Dream Ninja says, the Bianca Rhea tease, money, Mania main event. Yes, to me, it is Mania main event quality. And I think it's a good opportunity to go there. Listen, I know CM Punk wants his Mania main event real bad too, but he's going to be around a while. I don't know if we get The Rock next year. I don't know if it's going to happen based on his filming schedule. I know that, like, because as I look at things right now, that his filming schedule looks like it'd be tough, but I'll try to find out more. But Rhea, Bianca is main event Mania quality. Not just that. Like, I don't have an idea of who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble right now. I think John Cena wins the men's. I don't know who wins the women's. Like, it's the most wide open it's ever been, Denise.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know anything that's happening no more. I'm just here along for the ride, and I'm just waiting to see what happens because I truly don't even know. And, like, even you mentioning John Cena, I'm like, sure, that's a great option, and it may actually happen. But I'm like, I truly can't even say 100% that I agree because I don't know. Feels like there's just a lot of options right now.
Kim Grace is popping in to see love to Denise. Of course, we always appreciate Denise. Will says Naomi's face was like, hope nobody knows I got Jade attacked.
Yeah, she was glowing, man, with that blue jacket. She looked like a light bulb.
And N. Simmons says, boy, did that Bianca and Rhea stare down get me hyped. It was very good. And then pretty damn good match to end the show. Bianca Belair defeated Nia Jax thanks to Bayley. And it is official. Bayley has been added to War Games. Quite a good replacement for Jade Cargill, if you gotta. I mean, listen, not a lot of this makes sense in doing all this, but the match will be good at the very least. In fact, like when you look from an in-ring perspective, Jade, I wouldn't call her a weak link, but she was certainly the least experienced of anybody in that match. And Bayley is definitely more experienced in that regard. I was very interested to see the dynamic in which Jade brought to that. But Bayley being added to a match is never going to be a bad thing to me. I thought this match was good. I kind of like that they spent time trying to convince Bianca, like, oh, yeah, she's changed. She's different now. You should like her. And Bianca's like, no, I don't. And the way that Bayley showed her that she's better is by cheating. So
that's
how
true, yeah.
Changed.
But she was helping her out, though. She had her back. She cheated for the benefit of Bianca and for the benefit of the team to show that she's a team player.
Yeah.
And she had the face, like she had the puppy dog face, the please believe me that I'm on your side and we can be friends again face. That was the face she had. I loved it. I love Bailey's facial expression at the end of that because I felt like she was really trying to send a message to Bianca Belair of like, we good? We good? Like, I know we've had this, you know, pass between us, which I love that Bianca never forgot. But Bailey was just basically trying to tell her, like, we good now. This is like, come on, let's move forward. And I think
What'd you think of the main event?
I actually really liked the match. I love that they had Bianca lift up Nia Jax like four different times. I thought that was probably the most intriguing part of the match.
I did as well. Good main event. Again, I'm not usually keen on world champions losing with such frequency, but when it's Bianca Belair, I'm like, she's one of the more dominant women's champions of all time. Like her losing or her beating Nia Jax doesn't make me be like, oh, well, they undermined that title. Although after War Games, why would Bianca not be in line for a title shot now? She should be. And an interesting point that people bring up, did Bianca forget about Io's past with her? That's a very good point. They need
Maybe
somebody.
She doesn't care as much. I don't know.
They need some continuity there for sure. Parker says, when I came across Fightful and Denise, it was Punk's first of many returns. Cannot thank you enough for bringing me back into wrestling. Thank you. I mean, listen, that is another thing. As we saw the video of Punk, his backstage return today, I'll never forget, like the Raw before Survivor Series, as soon as we got off the air, I was like, Denise, Triple H and CM Punk had a phone call this weekend. And I think there were two or three people that I told that I knew about that phone call as we were heading into Survivor Series. And I was like, it's going to be a long week for me. It's going to be a long week. Denise.
Are we done? Did I graduate?
I don't know. Did you?
I think I graduated eventually. I finally did. I finally graduated. Moved on.
People send super chats and humper chats, by the way. Give Denise the proper farewell. Here by sending super chats and upper chats. So here's how it will go on. Denise and I, we're doing a video on her channel next week. She'll release it whenever the hell she releases it, obviously.
December 1st to 31st, I'm doing WrestleMist. So there's a video coming out every day in December.
And there you go. We'll continue to do content together like that. Of course, Denise is always welcome here. She knows the door is always open at Fightful. We love having Denise
here.
As long
as I keep the same rate.
You will keep the same rate, Denise.
I will
assure you that the highest paid wrestling content reviewer of all time, Denise Salcedo,
by the way.
Oh, listen.
I was gonna say you've had some interesting co-hosts.
I know what they're making over at Sportskeeda, and you're beating a certain somebody that you should be beating over there too.
I used to work at Sportskeeda back in the day.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Back in the day. Back.
But tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you, all that good stuff.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. That is the channel that I have been growing. I'm about to hit 200,000 subscribers, which is just fucking nuts. I'm exactly 10,983, which I said it like I was like almost there, right? No, I still need 10,983 to hit that goal. But I am trying to hit that. I made myself a promise today, Sean. You know what I thought about today? I said, when I turn 40, by the time I'm 40, I'm 32 right now. By the time I'm 40, I want to have 1 million YouTube subscribers.
Okay, nice.
Don't you think that's a fair time, a good amount of time?
Yeah, it is.
Because if you do math, it's like 100,000 subscribers per year.
Yeah. The algorithm is not favorable to your boy. I got to get a specialist on that. But Blue Sky is being really nice to me right now. I hit 20,000. The other day.
Whatever. I have whole 6,000. Whatever.
Actually, oh, sorry. I'm at 21,000.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm at 6.1. And one.
Listen, I ain't too keen on Twitter these days, but doing
Dude,
well
I
over
lost
there.
So many Twitter followers. I have to be doing giveaways.
Everybody
now
did. There were bots all over the place.
Yeah, but still, my feelings are hurt.
We got. Humper chats. Samuel says, love you, Denise. Meet Norma says, congrats on your retirement, Denise. Hope this money goes to your head reduction surgery.
That's true. You know, this whole time I had no sick days. I had no 401k, whatever. I didn't have that either. I had no health insurance. Sean, what else didn't I have?
Zeno Hour says Denise is the first graduate of Fightful U. Listen, I feel like there have been a few more. We've had people go to Sports Illustrated, to ESPN, to AEW, to WWE, to New Japan Pro Wrestling, to the UFC, to Invicta. We've had an awful lot of people who've went on to do some great things. Pat says, shout out to the two of you making Mondays not so Monday-like. Top two in the game, for real. Not gonna lie. Well, guys, our Raw show is not ending, and neither is Denise's. She'll be doing a show with Santi Zap over on her channel as well. What is that?
I'm not dying.
You're not dying. She isn't dying. I will be joined by Ibu of Wrestle Purists. He's a guy I've gotten to know over the last year or two. Has some incredible sources that I have conferred with him on in the past, as well as some really great analysis of pro wrestling. So you're going to come here every week and get more exclusive news than you get anywhere else. And you can also check out Denise's channel with one of the biggest streamers in the game, Santi, who is just a wonderful dude. He reviewed a show with me earlier this year. Really like that dude. Are you going to get him to oil up?
I'll try. I'll do what I can. I'll try.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Jim says we need a release future endeavors post for Denise. I don't know, man. I don't feel like doing that to somebody. I feel like
I'm going to do the Why I Left Fightful video.
Are you?
No. I should though. Sean, do you know how many clicks that would get? That would be like the ultimate clickbait.
It would get a million. It would get tons.
And I'm going to put, you know how people always make videos about like anti-AEW videos and they have Tony Khan like this? Yeah. In the thumb. I'm going to do you in the thumb.
Oh, God.
A picture of you all mad and yelling.
That's the funny thing. Like, if you go on it, there are YouTube videos where people are like, Sean Ross Sapp offered $40,000 to fight anybody. And I'm like, God, brother. And you they find that? Like the, one guy. No, I said one guy who, by the way, trolled a man's dead child and his foundation. And if he could beat me up, I'd give him a month of Fightful revenue. Then what happened? We found out he was a 5'3" DJ. All of a sudden, he wasn't, you know, making fun of people's dead relatives anymore. I'm sorry that I called dude out. But listen, people will use any clip like that, or not even a clip, but they'll do videos like that, and they'll like Photoshop pictures of me. I'm like, guys, there's enough like crazy ass pictures of me. You ain't got to Photoshop them. You ain't got to AI them. There's enough psycho stuff out there. But man, Denise, how are you feeling leaving?
I feel like I'm getting the 10th degree. I feel good. How sad.
Really? You feel good? You feel good just leaving us, abandoning us?
I'm not abandoning you. What are you talking about?
People want you to do my voice. Why?
Oh, shit. I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh, shit. Let's see if I still got it. Well, Denise, I know that I don't look like much, but I don't understand why you're leaving me. You know, I got my dead grandma now, and you want to leave me because you hate dead grandmas? Well, you know what? I'm just going to go and cry and eat less.
Muted. Until next time, guys, we're out.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.